Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Johnson into the end zone, intercepted! 2 yards deep in the end zone by Taron Johnson, and he brings it out. He may go all the way. The 30 gets a block at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Taron Johnson goes 102 yards!
Howard Simon.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to be a sports fan in my next life. I'm going to get into art.
Jeremy White.
I got something I'd like to discuss.
No. 888-552-550. But it was a good try on your part.
I'm sorry.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, happy Thursday. Happy game day. 14 hours and 13 minutes till kickoff.
All right, we got the countdown.
Did you know kickoff is...
Wait, 14 hours and 13 minutes till...
Kickoff.
Till kickoff.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Did you know it's at 8:16?
I just so stupid. We brought this up the other day here in the U.S. game. Soccer starts right on time.
Yes.
Every time. The game starts at 2, it's at 2 o'clock. What is this 8:16?
Well, I mean, the question is, 8:16 is 8:16. Will it start right at 8:16, or will it be like 8:17, 8:18? And then, of course, there's the question, really? 8:16? Not 8:15.
Yeah.
8:16. Baseball did this a couple years ago when they moved their start times from 7:05 to like 7:07.
They'll actually list it, though, as 7:07, right?
Yeah, and 7:11.
If I look up Bills Patriots time right now, am I not going to see 8:15?
I think you see 8:16. NFL website yesterday, I checked, and it was 8:16.
Okay, I just typed in Bills Patriots on Google, and Google says it's at 8:15.
I mean, maybe Google's just not doing the work.
That could be right.
Okay, now the NFL app says 8:15.
ESPN says 8:15.
Oh, hey, the game got moved up.
What is this minute?
It got flexed.
Or is there's a lost minute that's gonna take place there?
Yeah, got flexed from 8:16 to 8:15. All right, so in that case, it's 14 hours and 10 minutes and 45 seconds from now.
It could have something, because there's some sort of ceremony tonight for the Patriots. There might be a couple extra minutes.
Are they retiring anybody's number?
Ty Law gets his number retired. Maybe it has something to do with the... Are you about to say the same thing?
That we should spend some time remembering random Patriots later today?
Okay, that was not what I was going to say, but that is a very good idea. I was thinking of... the Royals are in town, right? In Boston? Did you see this?
Oh, not the Kansas City Royals.
Not the Kansas City
but
Royals.
But Prince William and Kate,
yeah.
Right? Princess Kate or whatever?
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't do anything with them on the field, I'm guessing.
No, I don't think so.
Are we betting them?
You want to bet them at the game and on the television?
I can't decide if them being at the Celtics game last night makes it more or less likely that they'll be at the Bills-Patriots game. Because on one hand, it's... They're there right there. They're showing them on ESPN. On one hand, it's... All right, they're doing some sports on their trip. So why not Bills-Patriots? See some football while the other football is going on in the World Cup. On the other hand, are they going to do sports 2 nights in a row? How many nights are they in Boston? They're going to do sports 2 nights in a row?
I have no idea. I don't know. Has anybody talked about their itinerary?
No idea. It's probably out there somewhere.
It's probably easier for them. They could just like helicopter in, you know. You don't have to sit in traffic or anything like that.
Yeah. They would owner suite with Robert Kraft, right?
You would think.
And Goodell.
I don't know. We could talk about that later if you want to bet that, whether or not the Royals will be at Gillette for this Bills-Patriots game. My vibe for this game, I have been arriving to it all week, and I'm ready to throw out a phrase that I never use because it's overused, but I'm going to use it today. And I got to, before I finish saying these two words, you got to give me a minute.
Okay.
The term is must win.
Okay.
It's not a must win.
Right. Literally speaking, it's not a must win.
It's not a must win for really anything empirical, anything mathematical, division, conference, one seed. There's still a lot of football to be played. But I'll say for me, you want me to take seriously this team as a number one tier team. You know, you keep putting them on that tier with the Chiefs.
Yep.
I know the Chiefs lost to the Colts. If I'm keeping my expectations and I'm keeping my calm about what they are, they have to win. They have to beat the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots are having a nice little season. Justin Fields and the Bears would have hung 40 on them in Gillette if they didn't kneel out the clock inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Peyton Manning was screaming at them on the Manning cast to just run up the score.
Yeah, put a 40-burger on the board. Justin Fields and the Bears put up 33 points and blew them out in their building. And they're an under 500 team. I know, any given Sunday, and I know that if they were to lose, I'd probably be here on Tuesday saying, like, okay, how do you get things back on track? But at some point, we have to have an expectation for a team that is as good as this team to not make mistakes, to not kill itself the way it has a couple times this year. They've made monster mistakes in their losses to the Jets and the Vikings. And, you know, if you want to throw out the Dolphins one, that's fine with me. The Vikings loss was stupid, but it's a lot of self-inflicted wounds. And wouldn't you say, Joe, that if they lose today against New England, it's probably because they beat themselves again? And at some point, if a team that is this good keeps beating itself, it's not that good anymore. It has to come down a peg. Sure, we would know they would have the potential to win and win the Super Bowl, and I think that we'll think that all the way. They could be the sixth seed, and we'll still think, give me playoff Josh Allen, I'm going to have a chance.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But to talk about them like they are equals to the Chiefs, to talk about them like Miami doesn't deserve our attention, it's the Bills' division to lose, you have to win tonight. You can't get out of this race by losing to New England, going 0-3 in this division.
Yeah, I agree. How does a team this good, or even the Chiefs level, when they lose, is it not often kind of like a fluky way that you beat yourself? Because how often is a team the caliber of the Bills, or even use the Chiefs for this, how often do they get beat and it's just the other team was better than them?
Not very often.
Like maybe a lot of their losses, I almost want to do like an inventory on New England's losses when Brady was there the last few years.
Yeah, how many times were they just clearly outplayed?
Right, and how many times when they lost, what percentage of their losses was just they beat themselves, something crazy happened, you know, a fumble, a blocked punt, something like that, because it might be a very high percentage.
A Drayton Florence pick six.
That goes off a helmet
yes.
and bounces up to him.
Right, right. When the Bills beat the Patriots 31-0, they were thoroughly dominated that day.
Yeah.
How many times did the Bills ever dominate them while Brady was on the team the rest of the time? The answer is never.
Never. So, on one hand, it's, okay, when they lose, it's probably going to be in that fashion, and we've seen that for a couple of years, but it does feel like the Bills are kind of stacking these on top of each other. Even the Jet loss recently, like, it's kind of dumb. Like, the Vikings game is incredibly stupid that they were able to lose that game. The Dolphins, too. So, when all of your losses are that way, you know, it starts to feel like it's a trend. And that may or may not be right, but isn't it more about just showing off that you're just definitively better than the other team? Like, because for me, you find a way to lose the game, and then in the standings, it's going to start to look worse, but at some point, I'm getting there too. I want to see this team just look like they're blowing out the opponent. They're on another level, and they're on the Chiefs level, which is you play teams like the Patriots, the Browns, and the Lions in a three-game segment, and one of them you just boat race the other team.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gone seven games without doing that.
And against this opponent, they have done that. Outside of the wind game, which, again, a dumb one, that's not one where you beat yourself.
That's nature.
That's one where nature beats you, I guess. Outside of that wind game, they've won four in a row against this team. Here are their point totals, 24, 38, 33, 47. The offense has no Deion Dawkins, and that's big.
Yeah.
I think it's a much, much bigger loss than Von Miller is in a game like this. I mean, Miller is the final piece to their defense and obviously a cornerstone at the same time. Dawkins has been protecting Josh Allen pretty much Allen's entire career.
Yeah.
To have no Dawkins is a big deal. But got to find a way to overcome it. The defense came through and overcame seven injuries on the defense in some of these games.
Right. This is one.
The offense has one. And whether that's Josh Allen stepping up or Ken Dorsey calling a perfect game or Gabriel Davis or, you know, fill in all the names you want. Isaiah McKenzie having another big game in New England. Feel like tonight, I've got a lot riding on it. It's a division game. It's not the same as the Vikings where, you lost a November game to an NFC team, you know, a big deal.
Yeah.
It's not the same as the Lions. Oh, short week, a lot of adversity. This is full week, had time, you're ready. You're also healthier than you've been at any point this year since, like, week two.
Yep.
The defense is mostly healthy. I'm out two players. I don't know if I've felt this way about this team yet this year. My feeling is almost like it's time to stop messing around. Everybody wants to make the point about peaking at the right time. Okay, yeah. Now's the time. Three straight division games, December football, show that you can dispatch of a inferior team.
When you're behind on the tiebreaker, by the way, of the divisional record, right? Like, if you beat Miami and you match them in the record, in the head-to-head, 1-1, now you're starting at an 0-2 starting point for the division. And if you can get three in a row, you're pretty much in the driver's seat. And you got to get at least two of them, but even two is a little bit hairy. So the math checks out that, you know, it's getting closer to a legitimate must-win as anything, even in the standings. But for fans' psyche, this is the opponent where it's like, okay, get right against this team. Because if you don't look right against this team, in which, as you said, they've dominated every time they've played, if it's not 50-mile-per-hour wins, then it's going to be hard to argue that, okay, something's wrong here.
Exactly. And to me, that's it. And, you know, as you talk about get-right game, the Jets have given the Bills more resistance than the Patriots the last 3 years.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, even when the Bills were, like,
right,
flying high.
The Bills would win 17-16, and the Jets' defense has been pretty good at holding back the Bills, even though the Bills had beaten them up until this year. So
I am worried about Dawkins' injury, though. I mean, some of the games this team has lost, Jacksonville, last year more so, Jacksonville and Pittsburgh last year, where the Bills just couldn't block them.
Yeah.
They were missing guys on the offensive line, or that Pittsburgh game in the beginning of the year, Dawkins had just had COVID and was in the hospital like a week and a half before, and Allen just was under duress the entire day, and it completely changed what the Bills were able to do on offense for the entire game, and they ended up losing it because they couldn't score. And what am I going to have at left tackle? It's either going to be Spencer Brown, who has not seemingly had a great season yet this year on the right side, or it's going to be David Questenberry, or I guess those are really the only two options that they could go with. Morse should be back, but he's been banged up at center. Just, I hope this doesn't become one of those games where it looks like they can't do anything. Allen can't set his feet, that he's escaping the pocket within 2 seconds every time, and now they can't get Diggs going on the routes that he's got designed for him, and it all becomes free ball. Just, I hope this doesn't become, they can't block Matthew Judon, and it completely disrupts what they do on offense.
803-0550 is our phone number if you want to chime in. You know, you want to call it a must-win for your psyche, a must-win for the division. I know it's not a must-win for the math of it. They will be 94% to make the playoffs if they were to lose tonight, something like that. So, you know, if they lose, we'll lick our wounds and move on. But this is, you know, it's part of the fun about what has happened in the last couple of years. Like you said, this is the team you got to get right against. This is the team that Josh Allen has, I guess with the Dolphins too, dominated. Allen has been dominant over Belichick the last 3-4 times. When we had Chris Price of the Boston Globe on yesterday, he said a punt will be a step forward.
Yeah. Whenever they punt tonight, isn't Amazon going to put up how many minutes they went playing the Patriots without a punt?
Yeah, probably. It's huge. And I'm starting to feel it for this game. I need them to win. I need them to win. I'm not even going to say need to win big. Just need to come out with it. You know, winning big would be great. Putting a bunch of points would be great.
Uh-huh.
I can't have Josh Allen have losses on the card to Kirk Cousins, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
I can't have that.
Yeah.
In one stretch. And I understand fully. My first response was, plenty of teams have won the Super Bowl with four losses. I'm not telling you they're going to be dead. I'm telling you, if you want me to take it seriously, like you said, nothing's wrong. Because every one of these losses is met with people saying, it's fine, nothing's wrong. And I've been one of those people. I'm going to go ahead and before the game say it. If they lose this game, something's wrong. They have dominated this opponent offensively. And with no Dawkins, that is a big, big test for Dorsey, for the rest of the offensive line. But they got to find a way. 803-0550. We'll go to Akron first for our first caller of the morning. Paul in Akron. Paul, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Paul.
How's it going, Paul?
Yeah. Hey, good morning. Hey, I just wanted to, you just mentioned Dawkins. That's one of the, you know, kind of worries for me. I was just like, that's his, Josh's blind side. But I think with his ability, he probably would be able to, you know, run around if that. I'm not sure the replacement for Dawkins is coming in, but, you know, if he gets beat, Josh probably could, you know, do something creatively like he always does. But I was wondering, what do you guys think about Tre'Davious White? How long do you think he's going to play in this game? Do you think he's going to play the whole game, half of a game, or what do you guys think? That's kind of what I really called in about. So I'll just hang up and listen. Thanks.
It's a good thing to watch. He had a snap count in Detroit. My guess is he has a snap count here, too.
Yeah. I don't think he played the whole game. I probably think he plays more than last week. Last week it was two drives. So a quarter, a half, something like that. Or you know, is it weird that they did it all at once? That, hey, you're going to play 20 snaps and they're going to be the first 20 snaps. And then you're going to sit. Not like that. You would think this is what they do with running backs a lot. Hey, if you're going to play 50 snaps, we'll space them out throughout the game. And maybe they do it differently with Tre'Davious White in this game if they want to use him down the stretch and have him available in the fourth quarter and not feel like they've been putting too much on his plate. But, I mean, your guess is as good as any of ours of what they're going to do other than it's probably going to be more than it was last week. That was Getting Connected with Our Fans, brought to you by the law firm of Gelbert and O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. Dawkins, for me, is the biggest injury, though, for today. Right? It has to be. I mean, Von Miller is the best player that is going to be out today. But with Rousseau back, that helps a little bit. And the Patriots offense, I mean, that's not really, is it right to say I'm not worried about the Bills defense despite all the injuries they have? Because they've been
good.
They've been good.
They actually,
well,
they've
there's some stats that say they haven't.
They've shown cracks.
Yeah.
That because their injuries have caught up to them.
Yeah. But this is a Patriots offense where there's no way that's the thing that beats you today, right? That Mac Jones goes off. I mean, he did against the Vikings, so I don't want to rule it out completely.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bills offense, I mean, that's the thing that's looked stagnant. It's looked like a struggle. And that's the part of this matchup over the last three or four matchups that has looked like New England just does not have an answer. It's because Mac Jones even, he had an okay game in that playoff game, which gets completely lost because they lost by 30. But he was okay in that game. And on the other side of the ball, Belichick, I mean, can't force a punt. I mean, it's just looked like the Bills are playing in a different sport than what the Patriots are. So not having Dawkins, I just wonder how much that changes what the Bills will be able to do tonight when New England does have a pretty solid pass rush.
Questenberry?
I think
right?
So.
Like the idea. Last time Spencer Brown went at the left side, it did not go well.
No, that was the Carolina game last year.
Brian Burns ate him up.
Yep. And Questenberry, I'll have to double check, but I think he has a lot of experience playing left tackle when he was with the Titans.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
That's probably it. That's probably the idea. And listen, like, that's not Questenberry at the same time. He's a tackle that is a backup in the scene. We won't talk about him a lot, but it's not like they're going to some sixth round rookie that's never played before on Allen's blind side. Like, Questenberry started he played every snap for the Titans last year. Like, he was their starting right tackle on what was a very good offensive line. And his pass blocking grades were tremendous. His run blocking grades, if anything, were actually a little bit lower than you might think on that Titans O-line. So, you know, left tackle. He actually, looking last week, he played 45 snaps against Detroit, and they were all at left tackle. So he was the guy that went in. And throughout his career, he's played 1,800 snaps in the league, and 500 of them were at left tackle. So he's done it. The 2020 season, he played primarily at left tackle. So they're not at practice squad guy that's never done it before on Allen's blind side. They got a veteran in there that's been good at times in his career and has played a whole season at left tackle. So Dawkins is a big miss, but they're not at ground zero on that front.
going through the New York Times playoff machine. Like, if they lose this game, their chance to win the division, the playoff. If they lose this game, they still put the Bills at 50-50 to win the division.
That's kind of wild, isn't it?
I mean, right. Like I said, it doesn't mean they're out of anything.
Yeah.
I just think that eventually we have to talk about a team that, if you want to say they beat themselves too often, why would you all of a sudden think that stops? And who's doing the beating of themselves? The defense has beaten itself mostly with injuries. The offense has done it with turnovers. One of those things is controllable. You know, the Bills have done a great job controlling injuries, I suppose, the training staff over the last however many years. But you can't control Von Miller getting a meniscus injury.
Yeah.
You can control how you kind of deal with it and get him to come back. Okay. But throwing interceptions, putting the ball on the ground, fumbles from Singletary, what, against Minnesota?
Yep.
Against, I'm trying to think.
Did he have one against Miami?
Probably. I mean, there's been a couple in there, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to find a way. And I'm eager to see what Ken Dorsey has planned. The Beckham conversation, he's visiting tomorrow, of course.
Yep.
And that conversation gets really loud if this offense does not look right. And I wonder, you know, Sal talking about this with Sal, he says that the Bills would have a value on Beckham and say, here's what we're willing to offer. And they score like 13 points tonight and can't do anything offensively. I feel like that number goes up. You know, it's,
yeah.
I don't know how static that number is or how fluid it might be, but I'm not, I don't know, I can't decide if I'm nervous or what kind of energy I have. The only energy I have is this is supposed to be one of the best teams in football. They've been through tons of injuries. Now they're as healthy as they've been. Beat an inferior opponent and one that you dominate routinely.
This game could go so, it's so wild, the variance in which this game could be. On one hand, like I'm going into it with some nervous energy too, of if they don't look right, just, oh man, and against that opponent, and if they find a way to lose the game, just the how devastating that would feel if that were to happen. On the flip end, every time they play New England except that win game, it's a party. It's awesome. Like every year, like it seems like that's going to be a great game to watch because they were so dominant over the Bills for so long. It's still sweet to see the Bills just blow them out, especially with Belichick still standing there on the sideline throwing phones. And the Bills have forced that on him, that they have been beating the Patriots so bad that there's Belichick throwing a phone on the sideline, and there's Belichick being embarrassed because he can't even force a punt in two games. And that's the opponent that you want to see it happen against when you play that well, and they've done it. So it could go quickly from, all right, they look right. Like, first quarter, we might even know. Like, they're moving the ball at will. This game's going to be a party again. Or maybe we'll know by the first quarter, they've got 3 points, and there's a turnover mixed in there, and it looks close, and okay, now we're going to have an anxiety-filled game the rest of the way.
How many hours now? All right, we're inside of 14 hours.
We're inside of 14 hours.
It'll be a long day.
Assuming the game starts before 8:24.
Right.
That would be pretty bad if they were more than 8 minutes past what the scheduled time is.
Bills and Patriots, the game will be here on WGR and, of course, on Amazon Prime. It's also airing on Channel 7 locally. So
It's also airing on Twitch.
Yes.
But I feel like if you can't figure out Amazon Prime, Twitch might be...
Well, Twitch is free.
Twitch is free, right? That's right. Twitch is free.
So
you can figure that out.
You can get it on Twitch if you want to go down that road. 803-0550. Some Sabres recaps to get to. They win in Detroit. Real quick, it's the kind of win that we'd be mad about if it were a playoff race because Detroit got its point. It's one of those three-point games. Anyway, Sabres got a win, and it was dicey, to say the least. It was like the Bills winning a game where we're mad after the game and they won. Like, why are you mad? Well, you blew a 3-goal third-period lead.
Right.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jeremy White, Jody Biasi, your phone calls. What do you need out of this game? And how much are you feeling like, you know, it matters to keep the conversation going toward the ultimate goal? Knowing they'll be alive either way, they want to talk about themselves as a premier team. I think they have to win this game. And I think it's really big for Ken Dorsey. We'll get more into that as we go as well. Sal coming up at 8 o'clock. Paul Hamilton at 7 o'clock. We'll do a little Sabres recap on the Red Wings win. All coming up here on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.